For years, relations between the U.S. and Myanmar have been frozen. Myanmar is one of the least developed countries in the world. Systematic human rights violations, rampant child labor, and a healthcare system that's been ranked by the World Health Organization as the worst in the world. So perhaps Hillary Clinton's historic visit this week represents a late thaw. But the Secretary of State says that doesn't mean Myanmar gets a free pass.
It is encouraging that political prisoners have been released, but over 1,000 are still not free. Let me say publicly what I said privately. No person in any country should be detained for exercising universal freedoms of expression, assembly, and conscience.
So Clinton has offered Myanmar a package of rewards if they continue with reforms and follow the guidelines she's laid out for a stronger path toward democracy. Joining us now from Thailand is Rachel Harvey, a correspondent for our partner, the BBC. Good morning.
Good morning to you.
So we've called this a historic visit, and it is. It's the first visit by a Secretary of State in an official capacity in 50 years ago. But what about this rhetoric that we're hearing from Clinton itself, the offer of the carrot after so many years from the stick? Is that historic as well?
I think it is. I think it's an indication that the US now recognizes that there have been changes within Burma, and it knows it's got to find a way to respond, but to balance that response. It doesn't want to give too many rewards too early, to be too generous and allow the Burmese government to backslide on this. So it wants to keep the pressure up, but at the same time to offer some kind of inducements to keep this process of reform going. As Hillary Clinton herself put it, these reforms have our support. The measures taken are unprecedented and welcomed, but they're just the beginning. So it is on precisely the issues you mentioned, political prisoners, the issues of human rights abuses, ethnic minorities, also Burma-Myanmar's growing relationship, the US believes, with North Korea. Things like missile technology of great concern to Washington. All of that, we're told, was brought up in a two-hour meeting between Secretary of State and the Burmese President Thein Sein. So this was substantive, in Hillary Clinton's words, candid and productive. I think we can say by that that there was a frank exchange of views and they covered a lot of ground.
And Rachel, obviously this is the United States reaching out a hand with the visit of Secretary of State Hillary Clinton. So how are we to take the receptiveness of the government in Myanmar by having these official visits with Hillary Clinton? Does that show that they're also open to this kind of advice from the U.S.?
I think they would certainly want it to be seen as them being open, but possibly not open to taking that kind of advice. I think Burma would say they are on this path of reform because they think it's the right thing to do for the country. Now, there are many outside long-term observers that say, hang on, there's a lot more going on than that. And we shouldn't think of the Burmese leadership as a homogenous, unified group. We know that there are reformers who are driving this process, but there are other hawks in the background that are watching warily to see where it's going to go. I think really Burma is looking at this as a way of gaining legitimacy, of being able to say to the outside world, look, we're back in the game and we want to be. There is also in the background of this, of course, China. Whilst the West has imposed sanctions on Burma and isolated and ostracized it because of its terrible human rights record, China has been in there engaging politically and economically. The US now looks at that and thinks, hey, we need to be back in there as well to counter that. Although Hillary Clinton was very clear in saying, look, we're not about opposing any other country. We're about supporting this country. So I think she was trying to make clear that there's room for all of us here, but it shouldn't be just a one-state show for China.
That's Rachel Harvey, a correspondent for our partner, the BBC, speaking to us from Thailand. Thank you so much, Rachel.
You're welcome.
Also on the line with us is Dr. Zar Nee. He's a visiting fellow at the Department of International Development at the London School of Economics and founded the Free Burma Coalition, has been part of the activist movement for democracy in Burma for a very long time. Good morning.
Good morning.
So I wonder what you're taking away from this visit, from what you've heard about Secretary Clinton's visit to Myanmar and the kind of thing she's had to say to the government.
Well, just a couple of things. You know, I think historically, the United States had actually helped the Burmese military during the Cold War to set up this authoritarian system, at least, like, you know, through its tacit approvement of the approval of the military coup in 1962, which got us where we are today. You know, that's 50 years ago. And the United States military trained the Burmese intelligence and others. You know, some of them are part of the ruling class right now. But in terms of Hillary Clinton being there, I think Hillary Clinton is there, you know, for 90% of the reason for she's for her being there is for promoting American strategic interest vis-a-vis the Chinese and Asia Pacific, and 10% is about the reforms in Burma. And so I think you know that needs to be clear. There's a lot of spin about Hillary Clinton promoting reforms in Burma. That is not entirely true. She is there to promote American interests, and naturally so.
Well, do you think then, Dr. Zarni, do you think that the United States would be willing to offer this aid and better diplomatic ties for Myanmar if they kind of serve as a counterbalance to China, if they cut off ties with North Korea, and then the U.S. would offer those packages with and let the diplomatic reforms, I mean the democratic reforms, kind of go by the wayside?
Well, I mean, like, you know, only time will tell. I think North Korea may be talked up, that, you know, out of proportions. I think the U.S. policy towards Burma is driven, you know, largely by its desire to contain China. What we are seeing in Southeast Asia and Asia in general is the emergence of a new Cold War, this time between China isolated on one side and U.S. and its ally, Japan, South Korea, and Association of Southeast Asian Nations, which includes Vietnam and, you know, four other non-NATO strategic U.S. allies who don't want to be, you know, bullied by the Beijing. And so I think that is a broader picture we need to keep in mind when looking at the reform process on the ground. And even reform process, if you look at the basic a process that is unfolding. You know, it's the military is driving this reform from the position of strength, not like, you know, the apartheid regime in Pretoria about 25 years ago that found itself in an extremely weak and illegitimate position. The military in Burma is courted, by everybody because of the resources and its strategic value.
Very rich in resources, Myanmar, although, as I said, one of the least developed in the country, so a lot of people are going to see that as an opportunity. That's Dr. Zarni, a visiting fellow at the Department of International Development at the London School of Economics and a longtime activist in the Burmese democracy movement. Thank you so much.
Thank you.
NYC Now delivers breaking news, top headlines, and in-depth coverage from WNYC and Gothamist every morning, midday, and evening. By sponsoring our programming, you'll reach a community of passionate listeners in an uncluttered audio experience. Visit sponsorship.wnyc.org to learn more.